the steppes, a tribal hero may have been arrogant and egotistic, but he had felt responsible for all the members of his tribe. The Quraysh, however, were busily amassing private fortunes without giving a thought to the plight of the weak. They did not seem to realize that their deeds would have long-lasting consequence. To counter this heedlessness, the Quran taught that individuals would have to explain their behavior to God. There would be a day of reckoning, Yawm ad-Din. The Arabic term also implies a moment of truth. At the end of their lives, human beings would have to face up to uncomfortable realities they had tried to avoid. They would experience a terrifying ontological reversal in which everything that had seemed solid, important and permanent would prove to be ephemeral. In staccato, lapidary verses, the early chapters tore this veil of delusion away. When the sun is overturned, when the stars fall away, when the mountains are moved, when the 10-month pregnant camels are abandoned, when the beasts of the wild are herded together, when the seas are boiled over, then a soul will know what it has prepared. Sun, moon, and stars would disappear. Even a pregnant camel, the desert Arab's most precious possession, had no lasting value. All that really mattered was a person's conduct. At that time, people will straggle forth to be shown what they have done. Whoever does a mote's weight good will see it. Whoever does a mote's weight wrong will see it. Deeds that had seemed unimportant at the time would prove to have been momentous. A tiny act of selfishness and unkindness, or, conversely, an unconsidered act of generosity would become the measure of a human life. To free a slave, to feed the destitute on a day of hunger, a kinsman, orphan, or a stranger out of luck, in need. Anybody who had performed these works of justice, or salihat, would be rewarded eternally in paradise. But those who had concentrated on the selfish acquisition of material possessions would be punished in the Jahim, a strange word usually translated raging fire. But the Quran was not preaching a crudely apocalyptic vision of hell. The passages describing the Jahim are sad rather than angry.